Justice Fitzgerald, I hope that our conversation would lead back into your early origins in the respect that your family is very much identified with public service for what, the fourth generation?
I guess.
Well, I think what we need to talk about is your reaction to your father's being governor and whether this, I think you said it really, while it was interesting, you didn't...
It didn't spur me on to want to be a public servant at the time. I mean, there were really, the thought didn't really cross my mind.
It's been observed, you know, that your family, I think I've heard this said, is the only family in Michigan history to have produced a top officer, first-ranking officer in both, in two branches of government,
mm-hmm.
the executive and you having served as Chief Justice
mm-hmm.
in 19...
Well, I think that's true. At least it's never been called to my attention any other... any other family that had that situation arise. And then, of course, there is... My father was never in the legislative branch, and he was never in the judicial branch. And I was never in the executive branch. However, my grandfather was in the legislative branch, and my son is now in the legislative branch. So between... the four of us, we have covered all branches of government. No, I don't think that there's anybody who ever produced a governor and a chief justice in one or two generations. But to return to the topic at hand, I don't think... I have no recollection, at least, that his experiences and what I shared of them spurred me on to think that public service is what I want to do. And
so when he died, you were a freshman in high school?
I was a freshman in high school. I went on and finished high school. World War II was on. I graduated in 1942. Pearl Harbor had been in 1941. And any able-bodied male at that time expected to go in service, and I did. I managed to get in two terms at Michigan State and went in service for 2 years. And then I ultimately came back and finished up at Michigan State.